Yes, Pastor Maximus.
I don't think we actually answered it. You said what actually made them listen to the serpent.
You're exactly right. Now, let's go back to that, because that was the part that the unveiling of the revelation was coming. What she said was excellent with what we don't do. Here's the unveiling. The reason I wanted you to hear that and get it real close. That story. Read that story one more time for me. And I want you to listen. To hear. I want you to hear what is subtle about this conversation. Just listen to hear. I want to hear what's subtle. If you're thinking, you're not listening. Does everybody know that? You can't think and listen at the same time. This ain't no multitasking class. Because if you're thinking, you're not listening. If you're listening, you definitely ain't thinking. You got it? Go for it. Subtle. Listen for the subtlety in this. Go ahead.
Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the trees was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
She saw something. Tell me what she saw.
Good for food? The tree was good for food?
Because what is the serpent doing to her eyesight? What is he doing to it? What is the serpent from reading? Just from reading. What is the serpent doing to her eyesight? Just from reading. Come on, you got to use the mic so I'll lock. You got to speak so they can hear you.
He's opening her eyes.
So that conversation, the first thing it's going to do is what?
Open her eyes.
And the first thing he going to do to you is what?
Open your eyes.
Make you see something God never told you to see. Mm-hmm. And what do we say then? God showed it to
me.
Is that subtle or not?
Yes.
Isn't that subtle?
Yes.
Because the first thing we're going to say, you know, God showed it to me. I guess they saying what? Because their eyes are what? Closed. And the subtlety of the enemy is first to do what?
Opening.
Now, tell the truth. Since you had some Holy Ghost for a season, what slowed you down? You did run well, but who hindered you? What hindered you?
The serpent.
Answer like you just answered me just now.
Our eyes became open.
Oh, say it again.
Our eyes became open.
And when your eyes start opening, what you gonna do?
Slow down.
Why do we get in things and all of a sudden, you know, I don't want to do that no more in the church. I've had enough of that. What's happened to us?
Open our eyes open.
Because you're supposed to be faithful how long?
Until
death. Mm-hmm. So you want to quit? Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that no more. Let somebody else do that. What's happening to them?
The eyes are opening.
Jesus. That's judgment, by the way. If the Lord tells you to do something, how long should you do
it? Until he says stop.
But what if I say he told me to stop? Or did I stop because I felt like stopping and I don't want to deal with these folks no more? They're a pain. So I'm going to do what?
Stop.
stop.
What's happening to me?
My eyes have been open.
Because now you see whose pains, whose problems.
Theirs.
Yeah. You see there. The serpent make you see whose problem.
Theirs.
And you make a decision based on whose problem.
Theirs.
And as though you don't
have one.
Isn't that subtle?
Well, Jesus help us.
Isn't that subtle? That's subtle, isn't it? Well, you let him see something. What happened after that? Got your eye gate. Got a third of you. God in this world got a third of you, right off. Of a soul that's breathing like God. This is good. I'm enjoying this. We get into your question. I'm working. I'm going to make sure I hit it, okay?
Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
How do you decree it's good for what?
Food.
When the Lord said what?
Don't eat.
Because the day you eat,
you shall surely die.
How can that be some good food? How can that be good food? How can death be good food? You mean that serpent can make you believe that is good food? If you think something is good, do you think it'll kill you?
No.
Oh, we're getting somewhere now. If you think it's good, you don't believe it'll kill you?
No.
But the spirit in them says what? The whole time the serpent is talking, what's the Holy Ghost saying in them?
Don't eat.
Ow! Jesus Christ, my Savior. Oh, I felt it. The spirit is saying what?
Don't eat.
And she's going to usurp authority over the man.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit. Can you hear it? Go ahead.
Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
Now look at the agreement that she has going on. She's got an eyesight agreement, plus it's good. And the only thing that's supposed to be good is God. And the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the
Lord is.
All of a sudden they tasting something they calling good, and it's death. That's why the Lord says you love death more than life. Because you eat death and call it good and hate life. Now you're messing with her heart. Now her heart gate is about to be taken, because now she's having a what?
Desire.
Where is that desire coming from?
Her heart.
Who's putting it there?
The serpent.
So whose desire is there before he starts talking?
God's.
How is it that you can keep yourself for so long and then throw it all out? How did you do that? Tell me.
My eyes became open.
So every time you move with the God of this world, what had happened to you first?
Eyes got to be open.
You know, I used to love to go. I don't like that no more. I don't want that no more. What's going on?
Your eyes have been open.
So nothing can happen to you until what?
Your eyes is open.
Is that not one third of the God of this world is what?
Lust of the eye.
So he take the members of the eye. He take your eye gate as a member and fill it with him until you see what he sees.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat.
Oh my. She ate. Who has she obeyed?
The serpent.
And who has she resisted?
God.
It's where? better from the night. I want you to say it a little sharper because you'll feel it. What?
She resisted the breath of God.
If you resist the breath of God, what's going to happen to you?
You're going
to
die.
And to us, what is the breath of God?
The Spirit.
Give me another lane.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Yeah. You have it? You have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
You have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Live stream, listen this morning. That in this room.
Yes.
You have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
So the Lord does not force you to hear the Spirit, does He? The Lord does not force you to hear the Holy Ghost, does He? Jonah got a discernment problem. He's going to go to Tarsha. You know how you don't want to go where God wants you to go, and you think it's all right? Does the Lord jump?
No.
I laughed today because that came up the other day. You want to? I was laughing. I said, I tell you one thing. That fish taught Jonah something. That fish taught that man something, and the teaching was so great, the man made a 3-day journey in one. Now you've been taught after that. And he preached for 40 days. Repent. It takes something to purge out of us the spirit of iniquity. You can't do it on your own. Only by faith can it come out of you. So, daughter, here it is in a nutshell. I just built it up and gave you a big platter. The subtlety of that whole dollar. Woo! The subtlety of it is this. The enemy wants to separate the oneness of God's Spirit in them and the voice walking in the cool of the day. The oneness between the soul of Adam and God. It was one. The serpent subtly separated the Spirit of God in them from God. That's subtlety. He can separate you from the Holy Ghost until you don't even feel it. And the church said amen.
Okay. Amen.
So what I hear you say is that even though we read it as though it was all in one day, it was over a period of time, in a sense, that he wears you down. He don't come like we think he comes. He's wearing on us all along the way until he gets our attention.
Now you're speaking of us, right?
Yeah.
Now, come on. Are we in time or not?
Yes.
You know how you start out saying, I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. And what does time tell on us?
That we'll do.
Because what's happening all during time?
It's wearing on us.
The serpent has patience with Adam. The serpent has patience for what he wants, but has no patience for what God wants. And they are in eternity where time does not exist. So you can't measure
how long it was. Yes.
How long? But when they step out of the garden, time kicks in.
Yeah.
How many times we say, I'm not going to do, and something just wears us down. Because what happened? And when your eyes open, what's going to happen to you?
You're
going to
eat.
You're going to eat. I already know that. I'm not waiting around trying to figure. I'm not waiting around for that stuff to happen to anyone. I already know it by the Spirit. You cannot deal with subtlety. No human being is a match for subtlety. Only by the Spirit of God can that beast be put under your feet. You ought to praise Him for that one now. So He talks to separate you and make you more conscious of what He's saying versus the Spirit. That's His subtlety, daughter. I don't want you that oneness with your spirit that God has quickened. I want you. And I don't care how long it takes. All I need to do is see a little crack, a little break. I don't care how much time it takes. I'm still working on it. And even if we see little signs, what do we say? I'm still all right. Don't we?
Yeah.
He's got you then. Because He know if you still saying you all right and you don't move that far, He know you're going to say it's all right. When you move that far. Do you hear the subtlety? Now, here's a phrase in the scripture you have not understood. Now you have gone to sleep. Yeah, you sleep now. Now somebody got to come and do what? Wake you back up. So when you get that separated, I come and pray for you to put you back in your conscience so you can see.
Yeah.
And everybody said, why you keep getting prayer? D, I already know why. Between time and space, you have done this. I come with the anointing to do this, to see if you can remain. Because if you do this, you can't get back on your own. No way. No way. Someone got to pray that's got victory to bring you back. That's why I would say, when last time you spoke in tongues? They said, I said, don't you think that's a little too long, having the Spirit of God that you ain't heard Him speak? And if you had a little kid that didn't talk and could talk and have spoken and all of a sudden shut down and don't talk no more, I think you would take him to the emergency room or doctor, somebody, wouldn't you? In the flesh, wouldn't you? And we speak in tongues and all this space goes through and we don't speak no more. We think that's, what is that beast doing? Because he can't do nothing with the Spirit of God in you. That's the only thing you got that he can't do nothing with. God, you ought to praise Him for that. I want you to put weight on that tonight. This was powerful. I mean, it was just great. We turned it over enough for you to see it. Listen, put weight on the Spirit of God in you. But what does He want you to do? And give you knowledge and wisdom that's not of the Spirit. And if He can give you wisdom and knowledge that's not of the Spirit, what is going to happen to you? You're going to separate. Now He's got you. So, this is the other part. You got that part? Now here's the other part. Jesus, this is what made me shout and got about this. Jesus is going to come. Oh, I got to tell you. Jesus is going to come to keep the Spirit alive in a man. I feel like running around this building right about now. Whew. Wait a minute, I got to say that again. That serpent separated the breath of God in the soul of a man. Jesus got to come, receive the breath and the spirit of God, and endure the spirit of that beast, that serpent, Satan, the devil, and not separate from God, so that the soul have a way home. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on. Ah, hey. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Dariaba. Andereosa. Do you see now the work he had to do? No man has been able to hold the Spirit of God and not take it. As anointed as Samson was, could he hold it? No man could do it. And the soul wasn't going to be saved until that breath could come home. And with that quickening spirit, Jesus got to come. I feel it. And the devil got to tempt him in every area. Touch our infirmity. He had to feel the spirit of all our weaknesses. See, when you say, you know, nobody can help me if they ain't been through what I've been through. I told somebody one day, well, Jesus ain't going to never help you because he ain't never sinned. You know why I say that? Because we want to glory in the what? I don't care what you've been through with the clothes it's got on it. Did you do it without a spirit or you did it with a spirit? Tell me, how did you do it? With a spirit or without one? Because the body without the spirit is what? So whatever any creature did, they had to do it with the what? Jesus is going to take the spirit of matter. Do you hear me? The spirit of matter. The spirit of matter. It's the spirit. Our body is matter. It occupies space. He takes the very spirit of matter that calls us not to be faithful and deal with it in the spirit, because he is a what? Quickening spirit. So spirit, get to meet spirit. And the enemy wants him to come down off that cross. The enemy wants him to save himself. He wants him to eat bread like Esau sold his birthright. You hungry, eat. He meets Jesus with everything a man ever did on the face of the earth that made him fall. He's got to deal with the spirit of it. The spirit of matter is not the spirit of a situation. It's the spirit of flesh, because you are matter. You occupy space. And your breath, your spirit, Jesus is going to deal with it. And if, when he deals with it, he can't let his spirit err, or else the soul won't have a breath to breathe. Now, that's what I understood tonight in Genesis. So don't you think your spirit can be unclean and filthy, and your conscience be evil, and you be given to the flesh? Don't you think for a moment your soul gonna be saved? It cannot. Now that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you ever heard it. That's the gospel. You must hear the Spirit. I don't need discernment. Why don't I need it? In all simplicity, why don't I need discernment? Why? Why don't I need it? Yeah, because God didn't give me that. God didn't create you with discernment. Why do you need to discern when all you need to do is? But I don't want to just be obedient and just do what God says. What is the question when God tells us to do something? What's the next question we ask him?
Why?
Is that all? You hear?
Why?
I want them live stream listeners to hear you.
Oh. We ask why.
Why do you ask why? Anybody?
I ask why because it's something I may not want to do or I don't like at that moment.
Oh, yeah. And who's talking? God. So what's creating the question why? What's creating the why? What's creating the why? How do you... What created that why? What makes us as why?
Discernment.
All your question comes out of what?
Discernment.
Because you just can't just
hear
what the
Spirit.
We are some discerning creatures. We discern everything. Why do you gravitate to certain people and not to others? Don't tell me because they did something, because some of these folks you don't gravitate to ain't never did nothing to you. Is that true? You just seem to flock to a certain people. Ain't nobody else did anything to you. Why? It's because we don't question that, do we? Mm-mm. And then we know why we flock to certain people. But then there are those that ain't never did anything to us. But we don't seem to
connect.
Why?
Discernment.
Oh, you mean that serpent is sitting in the temple, boasting? The son, we need to come back to that again. For the day of Christ cannot come as long as who?
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition is where?
In the temple.
And you are the
temple.
You are the temple of God, and the son of perdition is still sitting in the temple, boasting. Through subtlety, mm-hmm. deceiving us, taking our members, and not yielding. I think he fell away though, didn't he? Did he fall away? Oh. I thought he did. I believe he did. Mm-hmm. I know he did.
Thank you.
And how is he going to fall away with you? How's he going to just fall away? How's he going to just fall away with you? Come on. Don't make this hard. Say it again.
Hearing.
He's going to fall away by you doing what?
Hearing.
You know why he hasn't gone anywhere?
He haven't heard.
Because we're going to do it ourselves, right? Jonah, why did you discern a prophet of God and you're going to discern to go to Tarshish? Oh. You okay? Was complete? Any questions right there? Yes.
Can you reconcile in 1 Corinthians 12 when it speaks about the Spirit, the
spiritual gifts that are given, and one of them being the discerning of spirits. Can you reconcile that based upon this slant?
That's very good. I will do that for you. I'll try to do that quickly. First, let's define the devil. Is there any truth in him at all?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Was he always a liar?
Yes.
Is he the father of lies?
Yes.
Is there any truth in him whatsoever?
No.
Why do you contemplate? Why do you think on what he said if there's no truth in it? Why do we think? Why do we listen to it if there's no truth in it? I'm going to reconcile it. The discerning of spirit. Now you are speaking of whose? No, go all the way to the beginning of the chapter. Take them to the beginning of the chapter, and that's their answer. Their answer is at the beginning of the chapter. That's where the answer is. Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
I think start where he just before he goes into the gifts. That's the verse I want them to hear. The one just before you go into the gifts.
Verse 3. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed.
In other words, when he was made sin for us, it is written, cursed is everyone that what?
Hangs on a tree.
He hung on the tree for our iniquity, right? But speaking by the Spirit, I can't call him a curse because he was made a curse for me.
Yeah.
So the Holy Ghost is never going to speak of him as a curse to me because it brought me out and delivered me. Keep going.
And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost.
Come on, you know I can read the scriptures and say he's Lord. But Jesus said, why call me Lord and do not what I say? You can't call him Lord and disobedient. No, whom you ever yield your members to, that's your Lord. Go ahead.
Now there are diversity of gifts.
Here it is. There's your answer. Come on, you go with it.
But the same Spirit.
Say it again.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Say that again, because that's key.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Wait, so nobody should exalt any gift above another. Why?
Because the same Spirit.
So why do we do that? Why do we do that? The gift. Go ahead.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
See? The administration, how it's ministered, can be different, but it's the same what? So you should see the same Lord running through everything, every administration, and you should see the same Spirit through all diversities of gifts. All the gifts should have what?
Same Spirit.
One Spirit. All the apostles are speaking by
one Spirit.
One Spirit. All the prophets are speaking by
one Spirit.
But they are different operations. You hear it? But it's the what?
Same Spirit.
So if you are in a conversation, well I hear this, it has to be what? It can't be two. The serpent, is he speaking by the Spirit of God?
No.
Because God's Spirit said what?
Don't eat.
Another spirit is saying what? You liar.
Mm-hmm.
You liar. So, what you wanted to see is That discernment was inherent in the what? Spirit of God, right? One spirit, diversities of gifts. Read that again, because I'm finna release this.
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Just that part, last part you were working with. That's the part.
Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Say the same Spirit.
Same spirit.
Go ahead.
And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord.
Very good. What do you got after that?
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Did God breathe in them in that garden?
Yes.
What was... Oh God, this is neat. This is real neat. Okay. Face that way. You're in the front. Stand behind. Watch this. Get the mic. You're going to need it. I have Sister Tanetta behind Sister Vera for purpose. I'm going to stand over here. Watch this discernment. Tell her about this tree. Tell her. Just say it in simplicity.
It's one that's going to make you wise.
Tell her what God said, not the devil.
Oh. Don't eat of it or you shall surely die.
Tell her again.
Don't eat of it or you shall surely die.
Has the Lord discerned it beforehand?
Yes.
Has the Lord discerned it beforehand?
Yes.
The Spirit always discerns before you get there. But then you start walking. And it seems like you're walking in the direction where He told you not to. I'm going to be all right. The Lord has already done what?
Desire.
But you know He'll change His mind. You know, you just keep praying. You know God will give it to you. He ain't said nothing. You know, if the Lord didn't want me to do it, He'll stop me. That's the biggest lie you ever heard in the church. He didn't stop Lucifer in the heavens. He didn't stop the serpent in the garden. He didn't stop Cain killing Abel. Don't you think the Lord gonna twist your arm, but you will pay for every deed done in your body, whether good or bad. He didn't make the rich man feed the beggar. But tell me, when he opened his eyes, he wanted somebody to cool his tongue. Don't you think it's all over because you do what you want to in your body? Oh, you better read again. Their worlds were framed by the word of God. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to come back. Did the Lord let him?
No.
And he had a dialogue. He said, I got some brothers. You know what's sad? To have a desire and don't have a body that can manifest it. That's my definition of torment. The reason that that rich man wanted somebody to cool his tongue, because his tongue was filled with the riches of the world, that he never gave the beggar anything. Now that tongue is talking and he don't have a body to satisfy it. Do you know why people get angry and mad when certain conditions hit them? Do you know what's going on in them? That tongue is telling them to do it. And what is it? They cannot do it. Why can't they do it? They don't have a member that can do it. That's my definition of torment. That's when the discernment. So when the Lord speaks, the discernment is already settled. All flesh is. Is it going to be discerned or it already is?
It already is.
So the Spirit of God discerns a thing. If you what?
Hear.
He makes you know. Now, what will I do with that discernment? The subtlety of the God of this world. But what do I need to do?
Hear.
What the?
Spirit.
Because the discernment is of the what? Hear what you said. It's the discernment of the
Spirit.
Why are you discerning flesh? Oh, you know, I saw him. You know, your conscience look down. How are you today? You all right? You don't look too well. You ain't that how we discern? You all right? You kind of you all right? Your head look like it's hanging down. We discerning up something. You all can be seated. Thank you. Are you all right? We'll look at something in a minute. You all right? You all right? That's the discernment of the serpent. You need to talk. Where is the discernment of the That's what I want you to know. That's an excellent question. Stop discerning using your what? If you use your eye gate to discern, it's the serpent. Don't eat. Don't eat. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Why can't I do it? Everybody else doing it. And look like everybody else getting blessed. Let me go on and do it too. It's been real good. It's a lot. It's a lot. It really is a lot. It's, do you know how tormenting it is for you to do something for years and years and years, and all of a sudden you hear the mind and the voice talking to you to do it and you can't do it no more? Do you know that's torment? That's torment. That's the measure we need to understand where we are. Where? Here. That's the tormenting you want to understand where? Here. Because when you go there, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So much so we set on fire the course of nature. Do you know the subtlety of the enemy is to take the spirit of your tongue and destroy your very nature that God gave you? And you feel like through your discernment it is what? Because you discerned that it was what? Okay. The floor is yours.
So to answer my question tonight, I'm hearing you say, I don't need to discern, I need to hear. And when I hear, I know.
Yes. Because knowing is going to speak out of your what?
Spirit.
Build on what you talk. Where do you know?
In your conscience.
Because your conscience has to bear
witness.
You witness. Your conscience bears you witness where?
In the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost is the what?
Truth.
Spirit of truth. So when your conscience speaks truth to you, you have a good conscience. If your conscience is speaking evil to you, you're of the devil. It all depends on what your conscience is saying to you. Because the covenant did what?
Purged the conscience.
From what?
Dead works.
So all dead works start where?
In your conscience.
In your conscience. So that's why your conscience doesn't serve you when you play with your flesh. It should serve you. That was good. No one else. That was good. How are you understanding? Because I want you to understand in all that getting.
Yes.
Now tonight you need understanding.
Yes.
You need understanding, okay? You need understanding. You need understanding. Go ahead. She's asking for a mic behind you.
So when you were talking about like how he was able to the subtlety, one saying that we're no match for it, meaning that we don't even know it's happening. In that particular moment, I was able to see like the space how where I'm most taken, and I don't know until afterwards, which is usually moments where I don't have knowledge at all or little to no knowledge to be able to hold to. Sometimes. I guess that war of like, if you're not knowing what to do with the knowledge, that space is what typically gets me when he's able to bring in a certain measure of knowledge. So I guess with everything that we talked about, what's my posture there? Because that's where I know when I don't have enough knowledge or to understand, I don't know how to articulate the rest of it, but yeah.
What in tonight, since you've been here, tell me something you understood tonight. Any piece you want to talk about, tell me any piece you understood.
I guess, I mean, I understand the importance of not discerning because I wouldn't know how to judge it based on what I've been hearing. Not trusting in myself to make the judgment or discern. So I understand that. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's really all like just not trusting in the way that I think or the way that I perceive something to be or what I'm seeing in the moment. Yeah.
If you hold that, and every time that serpent speaks to you mentally, emotionally, or physically, resist that and don't yield, it would be impossible for him not to fall away from you. Because that's the truth. I think sometimes we look for something great and it's simple. The spirit of truth is in everything that's been said tonight. The spirit of truth is in it. To know, okay, I shouldn't discern. I shouldn't contemplate. I shouldn't turn that over. That's not good. I should be still. I don't want to be unconscious, but I want to be conscious. When you take any piece of what I said tonight, the very spirit goes with you. It's impossible for it not to. And I think just to hold that and give attention to that. To hold it is what you want to do. The biggest problem, he don't want you to hold it. He don't want you to hold it. And his first way is to frustrate you. I just know that he'll frustrate you. He'll confuse you. That would be better. He'll confuse you. If the serpent is saying one thing and God is saying don't eat, and the serpent saying it's all right, what is that called? If I say something after the spirit and then he says something else, what is that? Now you're going to have to yield to one or the other. That's your posture. You always have the posture to yield because you got the Holy Ghost. You always have that posture and you got to turn that over and build that. But God, it's not bad not to know for a woman. You've been competing with men too long. Oh, shame on you. You want to compete with men. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Do what they do and do it better. Yeah, you right on the page. Mary, the Virgin Mary. She ain't thinking about getting pregnant, is she? Because she's what? She's a virgin. She ain't thinking about getting pregnant. She's a virgin. Angel comes down. She don't even know it's coming. Has the Lord ever taken a woman in here and he came and you didn't know he was coming and he brought salutations and greetings like that? Why shouldn't he? Because you want it like men. You want it like men. 10 virgins are waiting for something. But they got to get through the night to see who got a candle in the night. Because if you don't have a candle when your night comes, you ain't got no oil. You got to have it at night. I'm just saying that don't try to. It's like, just hear. Can I ask a general question? Does every woman know how to give her heart to something? Yes. Has every woman given her heart to something? Yes. Was it hard? All you had to do was what? And love it, right? Because you weren't going to give it to nothing you didn't love, right? So the Lord is not going to teach you how to do that. Because you already know how to do that. So just yield. Because when you give your heart to something, you can think on it for days and months and months. Help me out. You think on it so much, you forget about everything else going on. Is that true? That's all it takes. That's really all. And I think that, I think if I said something to you directly, I would say, don't feel like it's hard. I want to break that. It's not. It's easy. Here. That's all. Just here. Hearing is going to do it if you trust me. That angel spoke to that woman and said, you going to what? Have a kid. That angel spoke to Sarah at night and said, what? And told Abraham, what? You going to have a? Spoke to Hannah and said, what? Do you know the Spirit love to speak to situations you can't do nothing about? So you're in the right, you're in the perfect place. Just here. Here. If it's one thing that I think has been here long enough for all the women in the church is, you think a lot. You think way too much. And who's giving you those thoughts? If you believe the devil was talking to you like that, would you keep listening to him? So tonight you know. The light has. So I'm not going to listen to that like that. No, I'm not listening like that no more. Because it'll take you. Because once you yield, you can't back up. Does every woman know that? You can't back up. You can't. So it says, keep yourself. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the woman that had the issue of blood didn't do what? And Jesus came and delivered her. So whatever you yielded and give your heart to, all of you ought to rejoice, know that Jesus is your Savior. Yes. Good girl. Here, I'm excited about it. I mean, ever since we've been talking about the discernment, I'm going to just tell you, the posture I took, I ain't listening. Mm-mm. Because that's the posture of every man. I ain't listening. I want to hear what the Spirit is saying. I just found out how simple it was. Just to. Because when you hear, the Spirit comes. That's how simple it is. It really is. But you got to exercise it. Don't get weary. Don't get pressed. Keep exercising it. Talk to someone and turn it over. Talk to them. Talk about the scriptures. Talk about the gospel. I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's powerful. You want to talk about it. You got 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 to talk about it. I mean, you don't work 24 hours a day. I ain't telling you to mingle it with your job. I'm saying after you get off the job, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about what you hear. Because this is where the Lord has you right now. He has you right in this place. Turn this over because this is where the increase is. This is where the increase is coming. You got to do that. Okay? Turn it over. Because I'm hearing it. I hear like I've never heard in my life. And I know it's His grace to make me see. I have understood so much I haven't even mentioned to you. I really have. I mean, scriptures that I've been knowing for so long, they just came alive. He took me all the way back to California. And I understood something that I never understood. And I left California in 82. No. Your conscience will get to the place. It'll take you all the way back and show you every place the enemy ever slipped in. He'll show you the root of it. Because then you can do something with it. You can't do anything with it until your conscience take you there. Because your conscience is the light. You hear that? Your conscience is light. That's why you don't walk in the darkness, because your conscience is light. And that's what you got to do. But I just wanted to say that it's a lot. I'm full. I'm great. I've enjoyed you tonight. I've enjoyed you so much. Is everyone okay? Any other expression? We okay? Just want to make sure. Are you just saying that? I got one thing to say. Now, I know this is the Holy Ghost. I really do. Based on tonight, I'm not going to say anything different than what's been talked about tonight. Okay? Watch this. Watch how the Lord ministers. Was it enough? Yeah, Mike. You know what? Oh, you want the dialogue? You put it back down.
Oh, you put it back.
It's not hard. I'm going to ask all a simple question. Just
breathe.
Breathe. Mm-hmm. And you got it. We're good?
Yes.
Good. Did the Lord tell them enough when he said, don't eat, and the day you eat, you surely die?
Yes, he did.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
He answered the serpent before he even spoke to him?
Yes.
How did he do that?
He did it through the words he spoke.
And what were they?
Do not eat.
So God answered the serpent before he entered the conversation?
Yes.
I'm just hearing this. God answered the serpent before he got to talk to Adam and the woman?
Yes.
And gave them the answer to the conversation of the serpent that he was going to have. God told them the end from the
beginning
before they did it.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody tell you what to do before you do it, and when you get there you still act like you didn't know what to do? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, did I say that too fast?
Mm-mm.
How does God tell you from the
beginning
what's going to happen in the conversation with you and the devil, and tell you how to answer the devil from the
beginning?
Because he sees the
end.
And he tells you, because he's got a conscience that encompasses everything. And he tells you from the beginning, so your conscience will know before you get there, you got the answer to the devil. Do they think the Lord told them enough?
No.
That's the question. You mean they don't think God told them enough?
No.
Because if they would have thought God told them enough, how would they have responded?
I can't eat.
So when I answer you a certain way, I wonder if you think I haven't answered you. She's told me that they act like that wasn't enough, the way God answered. Because they're going to go find out for
themselves.
Which says that God didn't answer them enough to satisfy them, to keep them away. Isn't that subtle? God does not take you. Hear me this night, church and live stream listeners. God is not going to give you a book to talk to the devil all night long. He's going to tell you something simple to speak when you get there, and stand on it and hold it and don't let it go. Hold it. Hold it, women. Don't let it go. Hold it. Hold it. I don't care what they're saying. I'm going to hold what he said. I got to hold it. This is enough for me. I got to hold it. God told him enough. You say a lot of times I don't answer you. And I know I did. But the answer wasn't what you was expecting. But I answered you according to the subtlety of that beast that you don't understand. And all you have to do is hold him. And he cannot come nigh thee. And nor can he touch you if you
hold it.
But if I think you didn't really answer me, I'm going to think. And now that serpent going to talk to me because I'm thinking. Because I don't know how to just hold what you say. This is nothing new. These spirits you're dealing with are old. None of these spirits are subject to your birth certificate. Do you know King Saul could not hold on to the word from Samuel the prophet? Samuel told that man, kill off everything. What did he do? And that's why Esther had to be written, and she had to go stand before the king. Because they were getting vengeance. And Saul wouldn't kill off everything. God told Samuel the prophet, told King Saul the answer at the beginning, before he even did it. He got there, and that subtle beast made him let somebody live that God said ought to die. It's a shame that you let your flesh live when the Lord said it's grass. You shouldn't let your flesh live. Because if you let your flesh live, you're never going to have the flesh of the Lord. And your earth going to bear thorns and briars and thistles all the days of your life. This stuff didn't start with your birth certificate. These are spirits that have caused angels to lose their first estate in heaven. Caused Adam to lose his soul in the garden. Caused men that God anointed to fall. And even now when they go up the ladder, they fall because of that subtlety of that beast. When are we going to realize we are no match for these spirits nor the God of this world? We're no match. If the Lord wasn't on our side. That's the only reason we got a hope. Because we got Holy Ghost. And I want you to put weight on having the Holy Ghost. Because you got help. The Holy Ghost is your help. The Spirit always answers where your conscience is not. Because the Spirit is going to answer what you're going to enter into. And it's going to tell you how to answer it. If you can hold it. That's how it speaks. And you just got to hold it. You can take this night class. And meditate on this class tonight. If you bought this recording tonight and just meditated on it, you would witness all kinds of victories in your life. Because you hear it, and you hear it, and you hear what you didn't hear. And you keep hearing what you didn't hear until you have heard everything. This is one victorious night.